Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It is Wednesday, October 10th, 2018. We have about a dozen vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, we got a small craft advisory for conditions on the Columbia River bar this morning for rough conditions. And then again, that will resume this afternoon as weather cycles through. Overall, in our marine weather forecast, we have variable winds, 5 knots today. Winds becoming northwest 1 foot high at wind waves at 4 seconds apart, and west swell 7 feet high at 11 seconds. And we can see those 7 foot swells already in Seaside this morning. On the Columbia River bar, we have general seas about 6 to 8 feet today, subsiding a little bit tonight during those max ebb current times happening around 6 a.m. and around every 12 hours or so. Seas are going to build to 9 or 10 feet with breaking waves, so breaking surf at the mouth of the river, always kind of a dangerous thing, especially for smaller vessels. So that's good to know in the marine weather forecast today. And today we're going to talk a little bit about a topic that people have asked me about quite a bit, about ship names. There isn't a hard and fast rule for how ships are named, but I thought I'd look at the schedule we have here today and talk about a little bit about some of the ships in the river that we have today and why they're, you know, what their names mean. So let's take a look at our ship schedule. We have 2 inbounders, 5 in the Astoria Anchorage, and 5 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Global Echo. She's arriving from Japan, headed for the Astoria Anchorage. She'll pass Astoria around 9:30 a.m. and glide to a stop in the anchorage somewhere along the waterfront. The Aphrodite Leader is arriving from Japan. She's headed for the port of Vancouver. She's a car carrier with brand new Subarus on board. And she will pass Astoria probably around 9:30 this evening. And about 6 hours later, you'll see her running lights in Vancouver. In the Astoria Anchorage, the Yarrawonga is headed for Kalama to pick up wheat. She left around midnight and probably got there around 5 a.m. The Zheng Heng is headed for Longview left about maybe 1:30 in the morning, probably got there by about 5 in the morning. She's picking up wheat at the port of Longview. The Global Echo, arriving in the anchorage early this morning, around 9:30, will be there until about 2 p.m. when she will head upriver to Vancouver. I would bet her cargo is wheat as well. And the Olympus and the Loch Melfort are both awaiting orders. The Loch Melfort is at the port of Astoria. The Clipper Panorama is headed outbound out of Portland today, wheat on board. She'll be heading out a little bit after noontime, so about 6 p.m., 6:30, out past Astoria outbound. The Star Java is leaving the port of Portland with soda ash on board at about 3:30, so maybe about 9:30 p.m. outbound past Astoria. The Shikoku Island is leaving Longview with petcoke on board at about 5 p.m., so maybe about 3.5 hours later, you'll see her pass Astoria. The Cetus Leader is leaving the port of Portland. Toyota's on board there, a car carrier. Leaving around 6 p.m., so around midnight, her running lights should glide past Astoria, headed for the Columbia River Bar. And the Gracia Universalis is leaving Kalama. She will leave about 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 11 p.m. Well, ship names. You see a lot of different names on ships. Ship names can be very sentimental and emotional. They usually have some kind of meaning. I've talked about ships that have the word maru in them. We don't have one on the schedule today, but that word maru is kind of symbolic of how sailors think about their vessels. It's a Japanese word. It's usually on vessels that are from Japan. And it means a circle. The circle of a journey, the completion of a circle, the perfection of a circle, a lot of those emotions that people feel about their ships, which are their home away from home at sea. So while there isn't any hard and fast rule about how ships are named, sometimes you see women's names in ships. Ships are often named for women. Ships are considered in our culture to be female. In some cultures, they're considered to be male. But the word she to describe a ship is a common thing in the maritime industry. So our ships today, we have a ship called the Aphrodite Leader. She's a car carrier, as I said earlier. Coming into the river, Aphrodite, you may remember, is the ancient Greek goddess of love and beauty. And she's also associated with the planet Venus, which is named for the Roman goddess of beauty. So some pretty lofty concept, universal concepts there. We have the Yarrawonga, which I mentioned earlier this week, named for an Australian town. So sometimes ships are named for places. Like sometimes there are ships who come in actually with the name Astoria, the word Astoria in their name. So people look around and name a ship for something that they like that is near them, a town that they're fond of. A shipping company might choose that name. We have the Olympus arriving. She's in the Astoria Anchorage, actually. She is another name from mythology. Olympus is was an ancient Greek city. It also refers to Mount Olympus, which was the home of the Greek gods. And that is actually the highest peak in Greece, about 10,000 feet in elevation, was considered by those people in ancient times to be the home of the Greek gods. So that's a name that is very fraught with important meaning. The Loch Melfort, M-E-L-F-O-R-T, is actually named for a place, named for a Loch Melfort in Scotland. So that word loch, you've probably heard that before when you maybe heard of Loch Ness. A loch is a word for a lake. It can also mean an arm of the sea, and that's what this is. Loch Melfort is an arm of the sea. It's not a landlocked lake. So it can also refer to that kind of thing, almost like in Scandinavia, you would call it a fjord, a narrow, sort of an arm of the sea that goes inland a bit and is fairly narrow. Shikoku Island is another ship. She's one of our outbounders today, leaving Longview. She has Petcoke on board. But she is named for an island in Japan, the smallest and least populous of the four main islands of Japan. So another ship that is named for a place. We have the Cetus Leader, C-E-T-U-S. I looked that up, and that is a name for a constellation. It refers to Cetus, which was a sea. So a lot of mythology names on our ship schedule today. The Cetus was referred to a sea monster in Greek mythology, which may actually have been referring to whales at that time, a very, very large creature that lives in the ocean and has the capacity certainly to swamp a ship if it had a collision with it. So that word Cetus, we see the Cetus Leader coming in. She's a car carrier. The word leader in the name of a ship, at least the ones that come into the Columbia, usually means this company that handles handles cars. So sometimes you'll see a very lofty name like Cetus next to a name that's sort of mundane, and that indicates something to do with the name of the company that owns the ship or that operates the ship. Next is the Gratia Universalis. That sounds pretty lofty as well. Well, Gratia is a word for Greece, rather. And Universalis means universal. This is the name of a shipping company in Cyprus, Gratia Universalis. So like, global Greece or something like that is sort of what it might refer to. So those are the names of the ships on today's schedule. We see lots of vessels coming in and out. It's always interesting to watch the names of, sometimes I've even seen ships named for songs, for Beatles songs. There was a ship called Please Please Me and a couple of others that were clearly, at least in my mind, related to old Beatles songs. So you just never know what's going to come into the river and what the history there is of these songs. But I know that ship names are pretty personal to the people who name them. I think it means a lot to people when they actually name a ship. It's somewhat symbolic. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.